Good morning. Today is 14th of June 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares ended largely unchanged on Thursday as mixed global cues and a fourth consecutive monthly increase in retail inflation dented sentiment. BSE Sensex ended the session down 15 points, while the broader Nifty index inched up 8 points. Yes Bank plunged 13.5% to extend recent string of losses. Jet Airways shares plummeted 17.7% after the National Stock Exchange of India, NSE, said it would remove shares of the airline from daily trading from June 28. Reliance Capital lost 4.1% as its statutory auditor PricewaterhouseCoopers. Chartered Accountants Loop PwC resigned without submitting its audit report for fiscal 2019. India Bulls Housing Finance soared 11.9% after a writ petition alleging financial misdeeds against the mortgage lender was withdrawn in the Supreme Court. News update. The Reserve Bank of India said Thursday said it will infuse 12,500 crore rupees into the financial system through bond purchases on June 20. Adani Group said that Adani Australia received its final environmental approvals needed to begin work on its Carmichael mine in central Queensland. Market view. In yesterday's session after a volatile start, Nifty pulled up in the last few hours, which led to the index gaining 8 points to close at 11,914. Nifty formed hanging man pattern with long shadow, which indicates that bulls are not ready to lose in the market. For the last 13 trading sessions, Nifty has been consolidating between the ranges of 11,781 to 12,100. A break of this range would give the signal of fresh momentum in the market. For short term, support can be seen near 11,781 and 11,680 levels, while resistance can be seen near 12,062 and 12,200 levels. For further details, refer IGSL Market Insight report on AndVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.